Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What Culture Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Tilford, joined by Rachel Shackleton.
G'day, mate.
And Ash Millman.
Hello.
Now,
I don't know. I'm sorry.
G'day, mate. Many things are scheduled for the rest of this year. The likes of Death Stranding and Doom and Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order and whatever. And Jedi Outcast, if it eventually releases on the Switch, they'll know by the time they've seen this.
Yeah, that's not a new game.
That game had a weird launch and I haven't been able to download it. But we thought we'd focus on stuff from next year because as the changing of the generations and whatever the PS5 and whatever the next Xbox is going to be, there are a lot of games lined up for 2020. So we just kind of handpicked a lot of things that we'd say are like the most promising stuff. Some hot top tier stuff, your Cyberpunks, your Last of Us and whatever. But also, let's start with Elden Ring.
Yes!
The collaboration between...
Get in and around my Elden Ring. I'm so excited for this game. Was that too far?
No, that's the perfect level. As long as you don't swear, YouTube's totally fine.
Just stick it in your ring, but just don't swear about it.
Do whatever you want with your ring. It doesn't matter. But yeah, so this is the RPG that's coming from George R.R. Martin and Hidetaka Miyazaki of Dark Souls / From Software fame. Rachel, what do you think?
So, Elden Ring, it's going to be amazing. I feel like I was a bit skeptical when I first saw footage of Sekiro because I was like, this is a new direction. Mm. Don't know where they're going with this. But after how good Sekiro ended up being and how much I like instantly took to it, mm-hmm. I can say that's fine. We don't always need these games to be medieval. Mm. The medieval ones are better, but anyway.
Dropping it in. Yeah, you might be right.
Of course I'm right. Mm. So when we see Elden Ring and we see a lot of kind of Norse kind of imagery, very, very high fantasy, mm-hmm. I am totally confident that this is going to be flipping incredible.
Ash, do you think you'll pick it up after the debacle that was finishing Sekiro?
No, I don't. No, I'll probably try it. I'll try it out. I'll give it another go. I'm open to giving things a go. I gave Sekiro a go. I've tried Dark Souls. I've done Bloodborne. I've given them all a go. So
You're good at Bloodborne.
I enjoy Bloodborne the most out of all of them. So I think because it's George R.R. Martin as well, that's tapping into my little fangirl heart. And I'll need to see, especially because it's Norse mythology and George R.R. Martin.
Like, I think it's
like... two-pronged attack on
it seems to be like, because it's a whole original world, I think.
On my ring.
On my sensibilities.
I'm talking about the rings. And I think it's like a whole bunch, it's like apparently some new world that George Martin has conceptualized from the ground up. Apparently he did the story and the world and then Hidetaka Miyazaki and the From Software people handed the gameplay side of it. So apparently it's going to be like more of an open world like kind of structure with these various sort of kingdoms that you'll go into and defeating bosses, learning abilities and moving your way towards taking back the Elden Ring. trying to like sort of twin like what we associate with George Martin with what we associate with From Software. I would just assume that it's going to have a way bigger story element because even Sekiro finally had cutscenes and a talking protagonist and things like that.
Well, if you think about George R.R. Martin's approach to narrative and how brutal he is with like crafting stories, then having the brutal gameplay approach from Software, it's going to be a very brutal game. Like, it's probably going to get you really involved and kill off everything you love and then make you try and kill everything you love at the same time.
Will you predict that this game ends with you killing yourself?
Oh, probably. They always do.
It kind of happens every time in Dark Souls. It's canon
true.
Ending.
So. Where are you guys on? Kind of where you're at in terms of like the difficulty stuff, and like we both finish Sekiro, me and you, Rage.
Well, once I still need to do the.
You got there. Yeah. Saw the credits. My whole thing with that game, and when you fight the Sword Saint at the end,
final
boss. That was like one of the most that any game has pushed me recently, where I really had to be like, I hate this.
Did you come out of it like a much better person?
Not in the same way I did when I beat Ornstein and Smough. Like I think I've done that so many times now, but like it was just with Sekiro. It was like like they really push you to the brink and they make you, it's so hard. Like that thing is ludicrously hard.
Honestly, like trial by fire. It sounds so lame, but I did come away from that like a changed person. Right. Like I learned what it was like to be in the pits of like, I am not good enough. I can't do this. And then do it. Oh
climbing
my
out.
God. Yes.
I remember screaming at my TV because the whole thing with Sekiro is when you beat a boss, you have to finish
We're selling this to you.
I know. Yeah, go back and climb into a pit of despair. The whole thing in that game when you beat a boss is the boss will go into an animation where you have to finish them off. So even though you might have depleted their life bar, you're still waiting for that one prompt to finish them. And if you miss that, they get health back and you have to keep fighting them. So that bit when I finally like defeated the dude's life bar and then I was like waiting for the prompt, just let me have this over with. And I was hammering the R1 button. So when that finally came together, I was just going, yes, just die, just be done. I just wanted to resume my life.
Scott noises.
It was just, that was a hell of a time. I don't know whether I want more of that or not.
Oh, we absolutely want more of that with Elden Ring. I'm really looking forward to seeing gameplay of this. So yes. That was revealed last E3, which was in the summer. It's heckin' October.
It's gone, mate.
Almost now. Mm-hmm. So really hoping we get to see more about that soon.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of hoping that with George Martin on board, obviously, like I said, he was the world-building kind of guy, but with them, with From Software only getting bigger and bigger, like I think Sekiro was their best-selling thing so far as well. I would kind of hope they maybe smooth over some of the difficulty spikes so that it's not as brutal. Just a little bit. Just give me, you know.
All I can say is I'm very much looking forward to watching someone speedrun it. That'll be my experience of the game.
Mm-hmm. Next one down is a game that we sort of did various DAWs in the direction of, which is Biomutant. Which a lot of people might not know. I can actually look up the developer, but this is like an open world game where you play as this mutant cat that can wield like oversized weapons. You can ride mounts.
We're debating whether it's a cat or not.
I think it's a raccoon.
You think it's a raccoon? You think it's a...
A daegu.
A daegu? What's a daegu?
A daegu is a desert rat.
Okay. I think it's more like a red panda. It's kind of like, I mean, it's a mutant. I guess it's kind of all of them at once. But yeah, you can pick like different aesthetic things for your character. Like it might sound kind of twee and weird and throwaway, but it's like looking at it, it's kind of impressive how much of a full-on AAA gorgeous looking game that it is.
Yeah, honestly, the whole, I'm a massive fan of any kind of character creation in games, and the fact that character creation plays such a big part in this game like instantly hooked me on it. Like from the very first like whispers that we got, like, oh, by the way, your character design changes how you're going to play. I was like, oh my god, why has no one ever done this before?
Right.
I'm so excited.
What was some of that stuff? Because you mentioned to me a while ago.
Yeah, I wrote a little bit about it in 10 Best Character Creators in Video Games. And Biomutant I put in number one because it just sounds so revolutionary. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it does come out next year. Mm-hmm. At the minute, I think we've just got rumors for release.
Yes, the Wikipedia has it listed as like January, but seems to be changing.
I mean, that would be great, but January's pretty soon, baby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you make a really thick, fluffy, stalky character, he's going to be like a tank kind of character. He's going to move a lot slower, but he's going to take a lot less damage, that sort of stuff. You make a really skinny, tiny little rat, and he'll be quicker. That's more of a dodge kind of character, and I love that.
So it's like aesthetics is your build.
Yes, exactly. I love that.
I like the idea of it. Something like the, because I haven't seen on the gameplay footage that they've put out, it's mostly the same kind of form factor that they've shown so far. Like, there's different colors and different loadouts and stuff, but I love the idea that you can just be like a big heckin' chonk, and that'll like make you more of a tank character. But yeah, in some of the gameplay, they showed the sword combat, lots of aerial stuff, bits when you had like a mount. There was a lovely little sunset.
You can, as you go through the game, you can upgrade yourself. I like that. You can kind of go and collect like DNA, almost kind of like Spore, and upgrade yourself. You can give yourself like metal wings, and then you can glide about, and it just sounds incredible.
It's looking at it, because I'd heard the name, and then I remember when I think Rachel was the first person that sent me it, and I was like, oh man, like you look at the footage of it, and you'd think it was coming from like a Naughty Dog or something like that. The general polish of that world just looks stunning. It's almost like a Horizon, but with a cat protagonist.
It reminds me of... Do you guys play The Legend of Kay on PS2?
Oh, God, that rings a bell.
It's about a cat who's like learning to be a fighter.
I know that one. It's a little ginger cat,
So good. Blimey, it reminds me so much of Legend of Kay, like updated for like modern audiences. Because it's got like, it's just such a wonderful little game. But you're this cat, you're going through the lands trying to beat all the evil gorillas and all that sort of thing. And it's just so lovely and weird. And like Biomutant's taken that kind of like template, taken it here and then ramped the weird up to 546 because it's like, it's so ludicrously like jumbled. Everything is so like mixed.
Yeah, there's like a lot of like sporadic sort of design influences like from like open world template stuff to like, I mean, there's hardly any games of this scope or scale that have like animal protagonists. Like I feel like just general sort of like immediately iconic, like memorable, like everyone's talking about the goose game because it's the only game with the goose. And so it's like, you know, something like that, it immediately helps them sort of like become more memorable and talked about.
Honk.
But honk. long indeed. It's a, I don't know. I kind of feel like it's just, it's about time something like this came back around. Take I a love, platform, Rastek, yeah. and do it bigger. So yeah. Next one down is John Wick Hex. Now this does come out in 2019 on PC and Mac, but it's on consoles. I think scheduled again for January next year.
Right.
This is a weird take on what could be like a full-on action game, because obviously the John Wick movies are known for being like really over the top, slow motion and what, actually there's no slow motion in it. My mind went to slow motion because I thought of The Matrix and Keanu Reeves. It's the opposite of that. Lots of headshots and lots of blood and lots of killing. But in the game, it's more like a turn-based thing. It's being made by this little indie dev called Bithel, who did Thomas Was Alone.
That's such a satisfying name.
Well, it's a dude. He's called Thomas Bithel. I think it's, yeah, Mike Bithel. Mm. And did Thomas Was Alone and did this game called Volume that was a top-down Metal Gear tribute. And then now he's like managed to get the like license or whatever to do a John Wick game. But you guys have watched the trailer as well. What did you think? Because it's not what you might expect.
In very unlike myself, I'm going to be quite pessimistic about
what
this.
What the hell?
I feel like the only thing that will sell this game is the John Wick sort of movies. I was looking at it and it's just like, it looks like, they've tried to do what 13 did with the cell shading and stuff, but it just doesn't work.
Put it down because it's weird the way that it's coming together, because like I think aesthetically, yeah, it's like cell shady. You can kind of tell it's meant to be Keanu Reeves, but then the combat is turn based and you're sort of like burning actions to take people out. I put it down as a promising thing because it could be nice, it could work, but it's also not what people expect.
I don't know. I feel like the aesthetics of it will sell it definitely, and it looks really interesting, but I think nobody's going to remember it in about 4 months' time.
Right.
I think it's going to come out and everyone will go, oh yeah, interesting, and then it's gone.
At the end of the day, it's still a video game movie, isn't it? Sorry, a movie video game.
Yes. I think it would have helped it a lot more if it came out alongside John Wick 3. If it was, because it kind of has almost like a mobile game feel. Like it's almost top down, like, you know, you're sort of like placing where you want to be. But for me, as someone who loved like Metal Gear Acid and XCOM and turn-based stuff, I like the idea of, you know, you have like a few punch cards and kick cards and gun cards, and it's like, how are you going to play this deck to sort of get through a combat scenario, and then maybe it'll come together. At least it's a more of a risk for something that could have just been like a basic shooter.
Could have made it just a board game. Could have just got cards and all that.
You'd probably get a John Wick board game eventually. If there's a Shovel Knight board game, then you might get a John Wick one. I know.
Is the okay?
Yeah. There is. Sadly, that's another thing that's promising for 2020 is a Shovel Knight board game. Next one down is Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2. Now, me and Ash know nothing about this, but I know you're a fan.
Oh my God, I'm a fan.
Tell the world.
I'm a fan. So I was sick of hearing about this coming up in What Culture List, and I thought, right, I'm finally going to jump
the
on
first
the
game,
bandwagon.
Not this one.
Oh yes, of course, the first one. Because everyone always talked about it being this really, right, underrated, unknown RPG that was incredible. So I finally gave it a go this year, and oh my God, the memes, the bants from this game is incredible. I love it. I love it so much. I haven't actually gotten around to playing it that much, but like the few hours that I have spent in it has convinced me that the sequel is going to be amazing.
So it's like, because I've also read about it a lot, and we've talked about it a lot. It's been in like a variety of videos.
Like,
I know, and like I know that it has like that like really hardcore fandom as well that know it inside out and recommend it to everybody. And like, but it's first person. You play as a vampire, I assume.
Yeah, you can play in third person, but yeah, you are a vampire. There's different kinds of vampires you can be. Some, like for example, like old kind of Nosferatu kind of style. Oh, they can't be seen, otherwise they break the masquerade. You can play as what's called a Malkavian. That's my character. They're very strange. Their dialogue options are totally weird because they speak in like Shakespearean.
Okay.
They're so funny. And or you could be I can't remember all the names. I just remember Malkis because they're great. Ones that are kind of like they go into like almost kind of werewolf kind of beast mode and they're melee like brawlers, so that kind of style. So
that immediately seems to be so much to this.
It's a proper RPG, and then very early on in the game you have this haunted hotel level, which I don't think I'll ever forget that.
Like, isn't that where someone died because of a piano? Was that not that
it
game?
Was actually it was an elevator.
I remember
someone being squished in that place. But yeah, I guess for Bloodlines 2 it kind of seems like it would have a much wider release, because that original game I think was only on like PC or whatever, and it's like that gave it that cult classic kind of feel. But it's about time that, I mean, one, it's about time we had better vampires to play as,
oh,
or just any vampires to play as.
So I've checked out the I think it was the IGN footage, and it looks like it's very early. Like I hope it's had some work since then. But it looks like it plays exactly the same, but like turned up to 11. You can scale buildings up the side of buildings and stuff, and the actual like dialogue trees sound a lot more complicated. And it's just gonna be so good.
I'm game for playing as a vampire, because for me, the only game that like pulled that off, unless I'm forgetting something, was Blood Omen 2. Like if I'm about old school classic games that only three people played.
Well, there was Vampyr, which I've watched a bit of.
Vampyr was fine. Yeah. I like Vampyr. Yeah. I don't know. I wanted that to be so much better than it was. But Vampyr, that's what I was like, oh, I'm sure there's something I'm forgetting. Vampyr was the thing that came out a couple
of years ago.
Bring
us a Twilight video game and let us play that. That's what it should be. Should be just sparkling.
Why, Ashmillan?
Sparkling Sun, boys.
No.
Because Twilight is a cult classic.
Yeah.
A gem of the genre.
Can't allow for dead air. But no. I guess the comments or people on social media can come bombard us with their thoughts on Twilight as to whether it's a cult classic. We definitely endured it. Oh, it's a bad time. But the next thing down is Cyberpunk 2077. Now, obviously, this thing is promising as hell.
I guess it'll be all right.
It might be all right. You never know. CD Projekt Red with a little bit of a pedigree in the background.
Oh.
But yeah, where are you guys on Cyberpunk right now?
Very excited.
Yes, good. Are we
kidding?
That's it,
honestly. No, it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. It's more CD Projekt Red after The Witcher 3. I've waited so long for more to come from them. I think it's going to be fantastic. It's Witcher 3 in like space futuristic, based on board game, already got the world built that they can then like expand upon. They are so good at taking the source material, extrapolating from it, and turning it into something truly immersive. And Cyberpunk 2077 looks like everything is leading towards a really, really intensive gameplay that's towards that sort of side of things. So I'm very excited.
You are very excited. It seems so humongous. Like you said, they have the original source material, the 2020 book, and they've kind of like, they've taken some characters from like Keanu Reeves as Johnny Silverhand. Yep. They've sort of like got his band in there, which is Samurai, and all that kind of thing. I just like saying the way he says Samurai, where he sort of like dodders through it, like Samurai. And they seem like to be taking all the sort of things that people associate with that, with the original book, and then extrapolating them out. How do you guys think that you'll play it? If you're given a full Cyberpunk city, complete free reign, do you try and become a bandit? Do you try and become friends with everybody?
Always have to play these games as a good person. So
okay.
I will try through with as little badness as possible.
Befriending all the gang lords. I'll be getting arm blades and 100%. Severing everyone.
I was say, I almost swore then. Getting some mantis blades and absolutely like chopping people up. No, yeah, if I'm going to be a bad guy, so 100%. Just kill everyone, take all the upgrades, stick them in my head.
Yeah, and some of the like footage that they show, they sort of, everyone assumed it was going to be third person. They shifted to first person. They've now shown off a lot more of that stuff. But I guess in terms of the combat, like, do you like the look of that stuff? Because they've never done anything like this before. They've never, CD Projekt Red have never done like a first person, you know, cover shooter type thing before. I've kind of come around on it a lot. Initially, I was like, I just want The Witcher with a cyberpunk setting, just because I want to see my character and things like that. But where are you guys on that stuff in terms of how it looks to play based on old school CD Projekt Red stuff?
I think it's really interesting for them to go back to the first person shooter thing, and I think they can do it really, really well. But I think they need to, I think once you get into it, you're going to be able to see the RPG elements more. We haven't seen them so far, but I think there is going to be obviously you coming out and seeing your character and cutscenes and everything, because they've said that there will be, and there's no point in having a massive character custom creation sort of thing if you're not ever going to see them or be able to like benefit from the whole aesthetics thing.
There was that weird thing where they were like, oh, you're not going to see your characters in cutscenes because everything will be first person, but they have shown off like there was the reveal trailer at E3, I think it was in 2017, where your character comes out of a lift, like they go up an elevator and they come out and you do see them in third person. So I'm hoping that there's something, otherwise it does negate the whole point of a customization system. Rachel, what do you think of first person shooting things in a cyberpunk city?
I'm going to be completely honest with you all and say that Cyberpunk convinced me a long time ago, and I have not been looking at much footage since. I'm trying to just go in and just discover everything as I play it. And because of that, that makes me a very bad video game journalist. but yes, I know bare bones about this
game. To be fair, I'm doing the exact same thing with Death Stranding. I'm looking at the gameplay stuff, but that's it. I've stayed away from the story. Yeah. I know like a basic framework and that's it. Plus, considering how something like this, there's already that conversation on whether the hype's ran away with Cyberpunk and whether they're making something that isn't.
That is what it is. I'm just scared of getting too hyped. To be honest, I'm kind of at that stage with Biomutant where I'm worried about how hype I am. Like, it's just going to disappoint me if I get too much more hype.
How can a game about a mutant cat with giant wings and blades fail?
It can't.
It's going to be Game of the Year 2020, like how Goose Game is for this year.
Oh, more than Cyberpunk?
I mean, we'll have to wait and see. One of them might be better. I don't know.
It's a Biocat.
So. It is a Biocat. Next thing down is Ori and the Will of the Wisps, which is another Xbox exclusive. Now, I don't think they've shown that much of this. We know that it's obviously a side-scrolling platformer in Metroidvania, and it looks gorgeous as well.
There's been a trailer, so it looks like there's going to be... So in Ori, there's like 7 or 8 or so like power-ups you get like throughout that obviously let you then reach the rest of the map. It just looks like they've got more stuff like that. For example, the owl that you save from the first one, it looks like he plays a part. You can fly on his back and stuff like that. So like basically I'm really hoping it's the exact same game but with a few extra added mechanics.
It's like that game had like a subtle Metroidvania thing to it. Like you said, you get the abilities.
It is absolutely a Metroidvania.
Yeah, and it's like once you like explore the whole map, you feel really confident jumping around everywhere. That game's like locomotion. Like it already looks absolutely lush, but that game moves so well.
It's so fun just to travel travel around.
Yeah. And like, it has like this system that I don't think, not that I can think of any other games have taken it, but it has like a custom checkpoint system where you bank the energy that you have that you might use as projectiles. You can bank it to create a checkpoint.
100%. So like,
which that, I love.
It can be the best thing in the world and also the worst
you
thing in the
world.
You
can
damn yourself. Oh my God.
But like if you know that you went up against like, you can just kind of sense sometimes there's a gauntlet of platforms or a big boss or whatever. I just want to make a checkpoint. For me, one of my pet peeves is always bad checkpoint placement. Mm. So like that's a way to solve it for the most part. Especially like, you know, in a era where for the most part video games should have solved something like checkpointing across the board. Ash, did you play the original?
I did not. It's on my list to play when the other one comes out. I want to kind of like roll them into each other so that I can do them all in one. But yeah, the amount of artwork and everything I've seen from it and how nice it looks. I'm very excited for the second one to come out. And it's like an Xboxy one, isn't it?
It's our exclusive.
Like, oh, Microsoft, my
Which
guys.
I don't know if it's...
Well, it's coming out on Switch this week as well.
Oh, Yeah, you can go pick up Blind Forest on Switch. But the thing with the way that game was developed was all around the world, like a bunch of different studios in different places all around the world that shared assets and came together. I don't know if the new one has the same ethos, but I love that approach.
Yeah.
Like multicultural or whatever, you bring everybody together. I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, I think it's the new one is absolutely going to... it's going to be bigger and better, but I think it will be lacking some of that sort of like... first try at a game charm like from the first version
which
of the game.
Which permeates that original so much. Like it's the little game that could kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. That kind of style. I was having trouble articulating that there, but you know what I mean.
It's colorful and lovely.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next one I've got down is just Halo Infinite. Now, they haven't showed any gameplay for this. What are you scrunching your face for, Ash
Miller? I'm really not bothered about Halo anymore.
I want to be because I used to love it. But
you literally just berated it today.
I didn't berate it. I made a whole point about I just don't know where it can go. And so I've got this down as a promising thing because it could be, you know, a lovely bit more Halo. I quite like what they've just done with Modern Warfare. So maybe then you go back to a, you know, Halo framework and it's all on a beach and it's like the silent cartographer. And it's so
old news.
Maybe it's a bit old news. Rach, you're Halo fan, right?
I used to be a Halo fan.
Me too.
Played 2 to death and then also played 3 and haven't played any since.
Do you want to play?
Actually, I played 5. Oh yeah, that was so forgettable 5.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because ever since 343 took over, it just has that. I mean, I like Halo 4. I like 5, but it has that air of just being like, eh. Like Halo used to be like world commandingly popular, like just shutting down New York as the new game was out.
I think it's just a sign of different times. Like for me, when I look back on loving Halo, my brain goes, oh yeah, remember LAN parties? Those were great. Remember?
Bring them back.
Yeah.
Just remember set up a little
multiplayer, local multiplayer with all your friends and your batteries going out and your 360 controllers and just stuff like that, and I went like Turbo Scott there for some reason.
I'm debating because I keep this is unrelated to this whatsoever, but I keep saying to my friends that we should all buy those old like really blocky CRT monitors and do an old school LAN party. That would be really
don't
good.
Don't say that in the ear shot of Rich. He'll come like
I don't
running
know, I'm sprinting
in.
And I've already got one.
Let me get them out.
The 12-inch monitor or whatever it is.
Oh, lovely.
Halo kind of just seems like it could go either way, but the way that they're approaching it, they're ditching the numbers, which they said they were going to do after Halo 5, and it could just be like, you know, just here's some Halo. It doesn't have to worry about continuing the story. It
which
can just
is
play
really
well.
Good for fans.
Yeah, and like they finally sorted the Master Chief Collection. It literally took like 3 years, but at least that thing is playable and matchmakes and whatever now. So maybe just some Halo would be good. in a way,
I'm glad that it's happening for the people that like Halo. I'm glad that it's there, but I also think that it's run its course.
Yeah.
And like, I think it's one of those things that'd be great to leave to like breathe for ages and then come back again and be like, oh, okay, here's a new thing. Maybe
it's like a comeback rather than absolutely.
To some degree, it just feels like they just want to hit some targets because Halo 5 like didn't go down very well and like ended on a weird cliffhanger and whatever. Which like the trailer for Infinite just kind of seems like they're wiping their hands of the weird cliffhanger with Cortana and whatever. It's only going to matter to like me and 20 other people for this, but still. Next game I've got down is Psychonauts 2. Did you guys play Psychonauts?
No, I did not.
I've dabbled in bits of it. Okay. It's not one of the proud. I know Jules absolutely loves it, and the art's lovely, and the concept of it's very cool. So I'm excited for Psychonauts 2.
Yeah, so this will be like a little short, but it's just worth mentioning that like it's the next game from Double Fine, or it will be one of their bigger ones next year. Double Fine have kind of signed on to be like an Xbox studio, so like maybe they'll help out with the budget and stuff. But yeah, Psychonauts is you play as Raz Rasputin, who's this like goes to the Psychonauts camp.
Raz Rasputin.
And you learn to like sort of go into different people's minds, and that dictates what the level is. So if you go into this like sergeant, he's got like this military thing, and you have this really cool little friend called, I think it's called Dugan, and like there's this kind of like Inception style thing where you're going into people's minds and, you know, removing bad thoughts and making their day better and whatever.
I love that. Like what I could tell from like looking at footage of the first one for work and whatever is that it really reminds me of Invader Zim. Did you watch Invader Zim?
Yeah.
Like that kind of really like, what?
I didn't, but you did.
Just a really zany, like nothing will make sense and you will love it kind of style.
Okay. Was Invader Zim about invading minds?
No. It was an invader called Zim from space.
I see.
Just let me talk about Invader Zim.
I'm letting, but I want to know more about the Zim. What did he invade?
He invaded Earth. Okay. Basically, the point I'm getting is I love a bit of weird and wonderful, and it sounds weird and wonderful.
Plus, like the abilities that you had in that game, it was like you had I forget how you summoned it, but there was like this big bouncy ball you could bounce on, and like the general sense of platforming was quite light, and like, you know, it encouraged sort of like acrobatics and stuff. It's just there's a feel to Psychonauts that was great, with like backed up by the Double Fine comedy. So like I'm game for more Psychonauts, even though it feels like this one's kind of going under the radar a little bit, mainly because of the first one's reputation, I guess. Next thing down is Last of Us 2, which is a big old deal, and we're recording this on the day of the State of Play, but that isn't out for another few hours, but the leaked release date is already out as the February the 28th. So if that's true, then we're getting Last of Us 2 in like 4 months. So
that, which is am I the only one really surprised about that? Like, normally,
how do you mean?
It just seems like we've had nothing for ages, and suddenly
it should be ready to come. It feels like it's ready to pop, kind of thing.
It's good. I feel like more games should do this: wait and be absolutely certain of the release date before they tease it to people.
Which is what Rockstar usually do, and at least they sort of employ enough time taken to perfect it, and then go, "Here's the fully formed GTA 5 wapah," as opposed to Bethesda going, "Here's Fallout," and it doesn't work.
All I can say is like, I want to be able to hear
rub the hands.
My greasy little palms are ready for this content. I'm so excited for part two. Like, I just want to dive right in there and see what's going on.
So we're apparently going to, at the State of Play, that'll be out by the time you guys see this, because this will go live the day after the State of Play.
Happy Wednesday.
We'll know more about The Last of Us 2, because assumedly it's getting some big gameplay showcase or something worthwhile as to why it's been associated with the event. But yeah, the leaked release date is for February, but I guess the general storyline of The Last of Us seems like they're going way darker in The Last of Us 2. As an open question though, what do you guys want to see from The Last of Us 2?
Ellie.
Just more Ellie.
Oh my Ellie god, I love Ellie so much. Oh my god, I love her. I love where her story's going. I'm just so excited.
The trailer they put out where she's at the dance and she's talking to like her potential new girlfriend or whatever, and she finally smiles. It's like it's the most smallest thing, but it breaks me, Ellie being happy. I'm so there for that character, the amount of stuff that she's been through.
But she's gonna have so much more.
I know. Like, and she's
full of more.
She's like full of tattoos. There's kind of this prevailing theory that the game is in two timelines, that like, because she doesn't have I think I'm right in saying she doesn't have the tattoos when she's at the dance scene with the girl.
Okay.
So the assumption is that everything goes wrong after that moment, and that's why in the trailer it zooms out and she's in the forest and she's covering the tattoos and she's like, I'm going to kill them all and whatever. Because if any of the word gets out that she's the one human with the cure, obviously that makes her incredibly valuable. And maybe that's like a whole side of it. And Neil Druckmann, creative director, has said that the theme of the game is hate. So it's like, good. I guess things are going to get dark.
It's going to be hard. Like it's going to be hard, but it's going to be good. I want to see more like Joel. I want to see Joel's broken ass, like psych from all of this.
With Joel, ass. I don't know what else you can do with Joel's broken ass. Like, I'm thinking if he's, because there's that another theory that he's already dead. He passed between games.
In this game, he is in this game to die. He is in this game to absolutely annihilate my soul. Oh my God, it's going to be so sad. I want to be broken.
I think with that though, because they obviously Naughty Dog are aware of the whole Joel's, because the first trailer they had for it, when Ellie's playing the guitar and Joel walks in and says, what are you up to, kid? Like, there's that whole thing. thing where once we start playing the game, if we notice that no characters are addressing Joel, then Joel is in Ellie's head. I'm totally calling that.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
And just maybe that's like a vision that she sees.
Oh, I love Joel so much as a character. He's one of my favorite video game characters ever. And I sort of love to hate him because he's like, oh, he makes so many bad decisions, but he does it for good reasons.
Totally. He's so human.
He's so human. I love him. I want him to be my dad.
Give me flawed characters. Like that's like they create the best discussions, and that's like that's what I think this will hopefully bring about. Like I think Naughty Dog scriptwriters are some of the best in the business.
Oh yeah.
Twinned with the sort of like production values that are sky high for this thing. I also hope that the woman that we see in the early trailers is Ellie's mum. Because that gives Joel something to do. Like, I don't think Joel has that much of a role left to play. It's more about Ellie now. Whereas I think if you bring in Ellie's mum, which is that one with the hammer in the original trailer, if that is true, then...
it's got to be.
Yeah, assumedly. Then you have all the conversations around Joel being like a stand-in father and like, you know, what is really family in this world and all that kind of thing.
I just think there's a massive redemption arc in it for Joel. Like, as in, like, there's going to be some like storyline where he's got to make up for like the sins of the past sort of thing.
Yeah.
And she's going to find out.
Oh, there's got to be something where he's trying to make up for that, and that's going to be the arc of this, I think, as well. Obviously hate because of the whole big secrets finding out sort of thing, but I think Joel has stuff to do, but it's just not gonna be nice.
Plus, like, one of the best things about that ending, that cut to black ending, is that you can totally run with it that Ellie already knows. And Neil Druckmann did a whole presentation about how the real meaning to take away from that game is not necessarily that it's about independence on Ellie's part or about a lie or whatever. It's actually about feminism and that she's able to finally see through him and realize that she doesn't need him, and that when she, like, sort of the way she says okay is her acceptance of just saying, well, actually now I have the power in this scenario. Because the dynamics have changed, and I know that you're lying to me, but I'm going to take that on and move forward.
I accept this truth as
mine. Yeah, exactly. So there's a way to sort of take it that way as well. But I like initially loved that cut to black ending. I think it's like legendary. So I'm kind of cautious on what they do, because like the fact that they just had the stones to end it like that was initially so monolithic. But there's a lot to play for still in terms of, you know, characters and
things. It's almost been so long since I first played that game. So I played that when it was on PlayStation 3, and it was a long, long time ago. But obviously it sticks with you. And I just kind of hope that I don't know. I hope I've not been romanticizing it.
Oh man, it holds up really well.
It does.
Like,
I played it like last year or whenever this year.
Oh, you did,
And it played incredible. It's like still as good as everything out today. Like it's, if not better. It's like one of those lasting storylines.
I would still totally recommend it if you want. I'm probably going to go back and replay it.
I might do. Yeah.
Just because for the sake of like seeing what other plot threads get picked up on and carried forward and stuff, and it's good as a refresher.
I hope the sequel holds up.
Yes. So we have only two left. One of these is Marvel's The Avengers, which I'm putting down as promising because again, I hope that it sort of has more to it than the stuff that they've shown so far. But it's a little bit weird, the sort of on rails thing that they showed. I know it's a tutorial.
Ooh, I quite like it.
Yeah, I think production-wise it looks great. But yeah, where are you guys on it?
When we first saw it, I mean, I guess the first thing everyone was thinking about was, these are not my Avengers. Who are these people?
Yeah, I sort of took that as a given.
But I'm kind of behind it now. I really like it. It's like a new start kind of thing. It's new characters we can get to know. And same characters, but new.
Different look, different potential plot threads, yeah.
Different kind of humor as well. I don't know if you were looking. I actually feel like we've got open world games are 10 a penny these days. So I feel like having it on the rails, kind of very linear, like now you will be Black Widow and now you will be Hulk. I really like that.
I love the structure of that, where it's like you drop in and you'll get like, you know, familiar with different move sets, and it goes character by character. It was just like some of the stuff when they showed Iron Man flying looked it reminded me a little bit of the Iron Man 3 app game, where it was just kind of like and it's a runner and you're camera's behind him and you're just shooting stuff, because I'm like obviously very aware that they're making something for all ages. It's obviously one of the biggest properties on the planet, so they can't take too many risks with gameplay. It's gonna have to be very accessible and playable. So for me, I'm I've got it down as a promising thing, but I'm yet to see something on the gameplay side where I was like, oh man, I can't wait to do that.
How good is a good easy game though? How good is it to just like spend a couple months playing Elden Ring total kicking your ass and then play Avengers and it's so easy?
You're not wrong.
Have a lovely time.
It's true. As someone who's balancing Borderlands 3 with Goose Game, then it's, you know, you need the combo. But actually, I think you watched the footage as well.
I did, yeah. I'm not particularly like invested in Avengers as a gaming franchise. I really like the films and everything, but I think that the way that they're playing with it and doing it a bit differently, and I like the on the rails thing as well. I think all the different characters look really good. I love Thor. I think Thor's like my favorite character.
Thor is hammer, like God of War style.
So I'd have just a whole game of Thor doing his stuff. Like, that would be great.
Presumably the tutorial would be the one that gets you to know everyone, and then there would be like later levels where it's just Thor's level kind of thing.
But just a whole game of Thor,
you
imagine.
Could just play that. Just play that and then quit after that. Yeah.
They have said that because I haven't shown this yet, but they've said they're going to be doing all these like multiplayer scenarios where they'll plug different fights in. It'll be like a living game and whatever, and you'll be responding to different things. So I think in that mode, and you can pick Thor and you can play as him, and it'll be more like Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Thank you for
just letting you know.
Feeding my fantasies here.
I also hope that because they've been talking about different skins, like you can get the Joe Fixit skin, you can get Grey Hulk and whatever, they have to do Dad Bod Thor. Otherwise, what are we even doing in this life?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I know. I want Dad Bod Thor because he's my spirit animal and I just want to be him, smashing the crap out of stuff. But yeah, in terms of the gameplay, for Thor, the way that you get control Mjolnir is very similar to the way that you throw the axe in God of War.
Yeah.
Which is like a nice little thing. It seems like it has the same kind of weight to it. But as for the rest of the characters, maybe it's similar to stuff that we've seen before, but with a way better production value. Thing that I've got at the end is a creepy little game called Pokemon Sleep. A creepy little game. Do you want to play games in your sleep, mate? What's that? Is that the sound of the demons coming?
It's meant to be Lavender Town.
Oh.
Call yourself a nerd.
Play it backwards and then maybe I'll know. That's the whole secret thing. But yeah, so
it's dangerous to play it backwards.
I know, you can't do it, not in public. So yeah, the next thing in 2020 in terms of big Pokemon releases is Pokemon Sleep. Now, the only details for this have come from the official Twitter account, but they wanted to make something that would measure your biorhythms when you're sleeping and your different sort of movements and patterns and things like that. And then it literally says that they'll monitor sleeping patterns and it uses a new device called the Pokemon Go Plus Plus. It's meant to be Pokemon Go for when you're asleep, however you do that. It says that you put the device next to your pillow at night to track your sleeping, and it sends sleeping information to your smartphone via Bluetooth.
Nope.
And they monitor it on their end.
Nope.
So do you want a constant feed to Nintendo?
100%. This is like the setup of Kingsman where they're going to have a chip in your head before you, like, through your sleep. I think, personally, right, okay, right.
Go on.
Pokemon Go, the one flaw is you can't play it indoors when you're just sitting down. So, like, as in, you can't go and...
If you sit in the same place, something will spawn in front of you eventually.
Yeah, but it takes so long. It's not walking around. Whereas if you're lying down in bed, like, oh, I'm asleep, little machine, and you can do stuff with that, I think that's quite good. That it's catering to the sleeping market as well. So you can continue to get all of your eggs, continue to
you
get
your... sleep, right?
I don't know.
Marketing writes itself.
I just
you all have beds, don't you?
It's true.
I think it's really dumb, but I also think it's really funny. I think it's like a big banter play off of the whole Pokemon play anytime, all the time concept.
It's I don't want to use the interesting. It's weird because it freaks me out. Part of me defaults to the cyberpunk world of being constantly connected and we're not even real and it's the Matrix and we're all plugged in. And it's like, if you know, you're getting, you're not playing games when you're asleep. That's the one sanctity
you
we have
now.
Left.
Is no one thinking about the obvious, and that is having a little electronic device on your pillow as you're sleeping? Mm. Hello? What if it
all
goes
the potential
on,
brain
what
frazzling?
On, what if it goes on fire? What if it burns my face?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
But promising. Maybe.
It's like Charmander in real life. That's all it is. Like, whoa, it's burning.
They've released very little for this other than just saying that it's a Pokemon Go for when you're asleep. But it can't possibly require input unless you wake up in the morning. Because there are lots of apps that monitor sleep and will wake you up when you're in, when you're not in REM sleep. It'll wake
How
you up when you're...
How does it know I'm sleeping, though?
Because you don't move as much.
What if I'm just lying...
Well, I think you set it off when you're about to drift off, I guess.
I don't know. You'd need nodes. Like, you'd need to be like... Because,
I mean, like I said, there's loads of, like, fitness apps that will wake you up at the right time. It'll monitor when you're in deep sleep because you move less and things like that. So I guess there is an in.
Attached to a wristband or something that can make your heart rate.
You. Yeah.
See, one of my old bosses used to just put it under his pillow. It was on his phone, and it like, knew when his head was on, where he was on the pillow and everything,
don't
which, like, kind of freaks me out.
Don't under your pillow.
Why?
Because you're all going to go on fire, and I care about you.
But, yeah, so it seems like... I mean, Nintendo are bringing out the Ring Fit thing later this year as well, which I'm so game for. It's
Ring
this weird,
Fit?
Have you not
seen
oh the
my
ring
god,
fit
have you
thing?
Not seen it?
I haven't seen
it. You
ring
might have
fit.
Been
It's this thing you squeeze. It's got a big ring and you squeeze it.
It's a giant grey ring and you put the Switch remotes into it and you like squeeze it like that a lot and you work out. But there's also a game and a campaign. You're taking on an evil bodybuilding demon who you need to go and you need to work out so you can beat it. Literally, none of this is a lie. And you can pull arrows with it and stuff.
Good.
You should really watch the trailer.
Squeeze the ring.
Squeeze the ring.
I started with smashing the ring and now we get
the Elden Ring.
Honestly.
Point being that I think Nintendo are very much in the market for doing new stuff.
They're in the market for big banter as well.
They are the biggest banter company. I love it. But they're the kind of company that prioritize like the toy side of it, the having fun side of it. So maybe there's something in this that would all go, I can't believe I never played games when I was asleep. And maybe this will be the future.
I would like to be wrong about it being lame. I hope this is great.
You know what? It's like my fitness pal that like promotes you to eat healthier. Mm. Pokemon's going to make you sleep more and sleep. Yeah, like you can just like sleep for 16 hours going, let me hatch an egg. Like,
I think if you wake up and your sort of like movements at night have meant that you've somehow spurred something along, hatched an egg, maybe you caught a Pokemon because you rolled onto it in digital life. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how they can
like
map
it. Like a Snorlax.
Yeah.
One of my like true pleasures in life when I used to be on like mobile games all the time, like Tapped Out and Jurassic Park Builder. I love Jurassic Park Builder. All that sort of thing was like leaving it overnight and coming back and seeing everything built in the morning and being able to harvest all my crops.
Right,
and
right.
So being able to do that for Pokemon as well. Like, I don't know, like having sleep as a mechanic because it's like uses time. Yep. I always really enjoyed that with mobile games.
Yeah, I like that in State of Decay where like you set up a camp and then if you leave the game, time doesn't stop, so you come back and then like, you know, things kind of, usually it just meant that loads of raiders had raided your camp, but at least there was like an element of sort of things carrying on. But yes, let us know what you think down in the comments below of all the various games that we've mentioned and the idea of playing things in your sleep, whether you want to or not. For now, though, this is as I did a high-pitched thing.
For now, though,
this has been the What Culture Gaming Podcast and I've been your host, Scott Tilford, joined by Rachel Shackleton.
See you later.
And Ash Millman.
Goodbye.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.